I think she started this piece in a period where she was beginning to think about creating larger works. She was very interested in her works and how they fit into the environment, and she would quite often show these works alongside plants or hills and things like that. Even though people think of her as rooted in the Cornish landscape, that didn't limit her to her choice of materials when it came to wood carving. She was quite adventurous in what woods she ordered because she was interested in their aesthetic qualities.
I was born with the ideas of certain shapes in my mind as far back as 7. The whole time one's been working, trying to simplify, make more mature, get the right scale, and develop it.
She would order Brazilian woods or exotic woods, and woods the size of this sculpture would take years to dry out. The tulip wood is highly polished. There is one section on one form of the tulip woods that is lighter in color than the other section, and that is the sapwood of the wood. It's very interesting that she kept that part of the wood in the sculpture because the sapwood is actually a very vulnerable bit of wood. However, that splash of color really adds punctuation to the sculpture. I think the grain pattern in the darker tulip wood is gorgeous. It reminds me of a flowing river, and I kind of see the two forms as almost the banks of the river in a way. Something that's interesting is that it's called Forms in Echelon. However, it is not by definition actually in echelon, because echelon is almost like a flying geese formation where it's, you know, one after the other, but kind of behind or to the side, something like that. Whereas these, they're echoing each other rather than diagonal to each other.